Drop Setbacks last year, and I copped it, listened to it. I was a little bit disappointed by the album. I'm not saying it was a bad album or anything like that. It just kind of disappointed me. Something was missing from it. But when I heard he was dropping Habits and Contradictions, I was a little bit leery as to what the final product would sound like. So, after listening to it, man, I truly, fuck with the album, man. I really enjoyed it, man. I love this album. There's a lot of songs on there that I really fuck with. Like, My Hatin' Joint was dope. The Oxycontin joint was dope. Of course, Blessed with Kendrick Lamar was dope. My Homie was dope. Him telling the story. There was another one on there that was good. It was another one right after Interlude that was dope. So all in all, man, I think when I think about Schoolboy Q and the whole Black Hippie movement, and I think about Setbacks, and I think about him, naturally we would compare him to, some of the other MCs that are in the collective group. For me, from Setbacks to Habits and Contradictions, I could definitely hear growth in the way he formulates the songs, the song structure, and the way he spits, the way he delivers his flows, the way he varies his flows. I mean, there's a lot of growth from last year to this year. So overall, man, Habits and Contradictions is definitely, for me, a dope-ass project from Schoolboy Q. So big ups to him, man, for coming back strong with this one.
I think with this album, it shows that he can now stand on his own. I mean, as well as with Black Hippie as well. So when I was listening to this album, and it kept my attention, even though it was a little longer than almost as long as what J-Rock's album, but it kept my attention. Yeah. It kept my attention. He a couple of songs. He was a little more introspective than some of the songs he had on Setbacks. I mean, I liked it, man. It was a dope album. I'm looking forward to what now Black Hippie is gonna do as a group. I would like to see them collaborate and do a full LP as a group now, because they bring different. All four of them bring so many different styles. Man. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I'm glad with this album he was able to show me, because I didn't think for a second he can stand on his own, but with this album he showed me that he can. Stay on his own and make a nice album.
And when I first listened to it, there was a couple things that caught me. Like, one of the tracks, he was like, the only way to make it out the hood is by balling. And I'm like, no, it's not. And I was like, oh, the title of the album is Habits and Contradictions. And the whole project is about habits and contradictions. And I appreciate that. He didn't just name it anything. He named it what the body of work is. You know what I'm saying? And dude is dope. Dude is dope. I like it. I like it, beginning to end. I wouldn't change anything on it. Like I said, the first time I listened to it, I was like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it just didn't grab me like that. But as I kept listening to it, I'm like, okay, habits and contradictions. And he talked about, driving drunk and all that shit and the drugs and weed and I'm like, okay, habits and contradictions.
Like the song with Kendrick Lamar. He was very personal. To me, this dude is like going back to what C-Town said when we did the J. Cole review, this dude is ASAP Rocky that can rap real well, pretty much. You know what I'm saying? If he took like maybe about three or four tracks off the album, it would have been like a...
But we all know, B, you know, like nine songs on the album.
I know, but still, I'm just saying, it was a couple of tracks that I could have been without. Like, it was, kind of where the hooks was just like, oh, goodness, that hook was terrible. But other than that, it was still a good album. I liked it. I enjoyed it. I'm glad I copped it on iTunes.
I liked it. I don't think I liked it as much as everybody else. I think I was late to the game with Schoolboy Q, because everybody was already talking about it, saying it was amazing and it was so far the best album in 2012.
First album. Yeah,
I was like, in the first 3 weeks of 2012.
Yeah, exactly.
Sure, kudos for that. But I liked some songs more than others. There were some songs that I really just didn't care for, but songs like Hands on the Wheel, I did like that with the Cudi sample. I thought that was really cool how he flipped that. That was good. I liked Raymond 1969.
Yeah.
That was a crazy track, because like not that many people can really rhyme over Portishead like that and make it sound good. Like LP was the only other person I've heard so far that does that, that made it sound dope. And the way they looped in that Portishead sample was really fucking cool. I like his more harsh stuff, like where he's more brash. And he's
like Raymond 1969.
Like when he's rhyming like that. And there was another track, and I don't remember. Nightmare on Fake Street.
How he played like, niggas and parents.
But then on the other hand, some of the tracks were just a little bit too swaggy for me. Like, what was that song towards the end? Niggas Already Know. I didn't care for that. And there were a couple other tracks. I can't remember the name of them now. But yeah, I enjoyed the album, man. I think it was weird because it started off in a different direction than it went. Like, with Sacrilegious, I was like, oh my God, I'm going to love this fucking album. The Sacrilegious was crazy. That track was just,
That's the first track.
So I was like, okay, I'm going to fucking be in love with this album. And then it went to the next track. And it was still good, but then it started getting a little more less serious. So I saw that he was very diverse in the way he writes albums. And that's definitely a good thing. So, you know, overall, man, I really enjoyed the album. I'm not 100% sold on it yet. I definitely think it's great. I think it's a great album. I'm just not sure if it's great for me yet. Like, I would definitely argue if someone said this shit sucked. I'd be like, you're out of your fucking mind.
Yeah.
But I would also argue if someone told me this was amazing. Like, I don't know if it's amazing, but I really enjoyed it.
So it showed how diverse, you know, with Setbacks, he was just, aggressive the whole time. And they were like, okay, how much of that can you take? Know what I'm saying? But this one, he just showed how diverse he was.
Okay, cool. Artists, I always say progression. You know what I'm saying? You have to progress. You have to, to me, you have to show that you're more than just one style. You know what I'm saying? And you don't always have to try to be everything else, because you can't be everything and sound good on it. But I feel like on this album, everything that he did sounded good.
Anyway, yeah, man, definitely go out and cop this album. You know, if you dig the whole Black Hippie movement, if you dig Black Hippie, if you like Schoolboy Q, if you like Setbacks, then pick it up, man, because there's definitely a lot of growth and growth from Schoolboy Q on this album from last year to this year. So cop it.
Yeah, I like it, man. Definitely support Schoolboy Q. Support people that are actually doing, you know, unique hip hop, different kinds of hip hop that aren't just sticking to fucking scripts. And I think Schoolboy Q is trying to do something new. Even with his swag rappy songs, they sound better than other swag rappy songs that I hear. Like, dude is definitely a lyricist. He's definitely a good songwriter, which is missing. And I think he's young, right? Isn't he really young?
He's young.
He's like 25 or something like that.
Yeah, man. So you gotta support these kind of people, man. If you want good hip hop, you gotta fucking support it, man. And so go buy this album. It's good stuff.
Shit bumps in the whip, I fuck with it. It's just dumb.
I fuck with it.
Thank you.